Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Wall Street's good times keep on rolling, but many investors are looking to hedge against a big sell-off.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Corporate profits are up. Stock market volatility is near an all-time low. But even so, as the Wall Street Journal reports, investors are increasingly moving to protect themselves from big swings in financial markets. There seems to be a rather lengthy list of what investors are doing to hedge against a downturn. Let's talk with Ira Yosabashvili of the Wall Street Journal. Okay, Ira, first of all, what assets have investors been turning to protect themselves?
A pretty wide range of assets, many of which are considered so-called safe haven assets. One of these that we mentioned in the story is the Japanese yen, which is down today against the dollar, but it's up against the dollar since the middle of May, and that's a safe haven asset because during times of market stress, investors often buy the Japanese yen, you know, because of Japan's deep financial markets. It's a place where investors go to hide out.
Where else, closer to home, have investors been buying more U.S. government bonds?
They sure have, and you can see that with the bond yields. Another interesting thing that they've been doing is buying utility stocks. Now, the unusual phenomenon here is you have utility stocks, which are a popular destination for nervous investors going higher. At the same time, though, you have tech stocks going higher, which have been leading the S&P. So that is that's another investment that people are going into during these times.
Ira, your article also talks about the CBOE Volatility Index, the fear gauge, the VIX.
That's the VIX, yeah.
How has that been performing?
It's near an all-time low.
Right.
And people interpret that in many different ways. People call obviously it indicates a near absence of fear on the surface. Some people look at that and they get nervous. You know, they say, "Gee, it's too quiet here," and it's never good when there is a near total absence of fear. So that shows, you know, a VIX near all-time lows is an indicator of very placid markets.
Now, you also mentioned that investors have pulled a lot of funds from some of the leading exchange-traded funds. Talk about that.
Well, exchange-traded funds, they are often bought in bulk by investors, bought and sold in bulk. So they're a pretty good indicator of what investors are thinking and how they're trying to protect themselves. But, you know, all of this interest illustrates a really interesting thing, as we say in the article. You know, we call it a bind that's ensnaring.
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Many investors. On the one hand, if you look at all the events of the last year and a half, and it has been eventful, we've had big market swings with Brexit. We had the big market swings with the U.S. election. No doubt some people got hurt. But the people who made money are the ones who stayed invested. So nobody wants to miss out on more gains and sell in the middle of a rally. On the other side of the coin, people are getting a little wary because of the U.S. economy and because of political uncertainty abroad and in the U.S. So they are shifting a little bit of money into these kind of safe haven strategies.
Well, are they worried about things like falling oil prices or, you know, the Fed, in their belief, mistakenly raising interest rates?
They're worried about falling oil prices. I think oil prices have rebounded today, but they've taken quite a drop. And if they continue dropping, you know, who knows what that number is when they start to have an effect on oil-dependent economies. But if they continue dropping, economies like Russia that relies very heavily on oil exports, Brazil, which relies on commodity exports, you know, they will start feeling the effects. And there's a tremendous amount of money invested in emerging markets, which have performed very well this year. If that money starts coming out of emerging markets, you know, that's also going to hurt some investors.
I'm speaking with Ira Yoshebashvili of The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international, or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Ira, are investors in this scenario also worried about China and a slowdown or a possible continued slowdown in its economy?
Investors, China is year after year the number one worry of many investors. China's economy was slowing. They unleashed a whole spectrum of stimulus to buoy that economy. It seemed to work. How long is it going to work for? Nobody knows. Are the effects of the stimulus already fading? Some people think they are. What's going to happen when China, the world's number one buyer of many commodities like copper, for example, when demand in China starts to slow, that can have a knock-on effect outside of its borders.
Ira Yoshebashvili of The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make sure to check out the Future of Everything podcast, because the future is closer than you think. All new episodes each Friday in June. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.